Wow. That was a most incredibly and very powerful number called The Moongate, which is from the brand new album released on the 14th of June, Cohesia with Kate Pass. And I'm just going to put the mics on here because good morning, everybody listening out there. I have Kate Pass in a studio with Mike on the oud and percussion and Estefan Dier on, well, what is that? Firstly, I might just ask, what are you holding there? And please tell me what that is. It's an instrument, and you're a musician that played on this album. Is that right,
Estefan? Yes, sure. Good morning to everyone that are listening to this radio now. Yes, my name is Estefan Dier, and I'm from Iran, and I play two very traditional instruments called ney and daf, which one is the kind of windy instrument. Another one is frame drum, hand percussion.
That's great. We can hear you better now.
Yeah, sure. Yes, I basically play these two instruments in this band.
It's amazing. I can't wait to hear it because the three of you are going to play live. I'm so excited. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us, Sam.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, Kate, now a couple of things. First, you've got your new album, which you released, and you recorded in February.
That's right.
I just really want to know. Also, you've just come back from Europe, which we can talk about as well. 2 months in Europe. Wow. And that was touring with Adam Hall, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
You're very versatile with your music because you play electric bass too, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Or is it, yeah, it's called electric bass.
That's right,
yep. Yeah.
Yep. And the double bass.
Yeah, which you have in the studio here because the three of you, Mike, excited, Mike and Estefan Dier.
Estefan Dier.
Essie
for short.
Oh, why didn't you tell me that? I would have said that in the first place. Ah, okay, so Essie for sure. Okay, right, Essie. And Kate, they're going to play live here and one of their numbers from a new album. But I'd like to know, I have a question, which is, you know, goodness me, Persian music, why and how? How did you, like, why did you choose this medium of style of music?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, I started off as a jazz musician. I am primarily a jazz musician, but
yes.
I met Mike, our wonderful oud player, back in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of saw him playing at a cafe in Fremantle, loved the music that he was playing, and along with some other Persian musicians. And so I got to talking to Mike after the gig. Luckily, they were in need of a bass player, so I was lucky.
It was timing. Right place, right time.
That's exactly how it goes.
Magic sweet spot. I love that when it happens, life. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and it's just been a happy marriage ever since then.
Yeah, it's been great. So we've played together in a few different ensembles. I learned a lot from Mike. I then also worked with an amazing Persian singer who lives in Perth called Tara Tiba,
mm-hmm.
And played in her band and learnt. Like, again, just learnt a lot from her and playing in that, and just love the music.
So what's so different with obviously I can hear the difference, and how you also, it looks like you're banging the bass as well with your hand, a little bit like a drum, like a percussion.
I don't do that so much, although there are other bass players that do that, but it's just I'm just sort of
with the
playing.
Persian.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So there are some differences and some similarities between Persian music and jazz.
What did you find most challenging in like getting your head around? What was that with differences?
Well, one difficult thing is sort of learning and trying to get inside the sound of the different scales and modes.
Uh-huh, right.
And particularly because they often are using different tuning to Western music and jazz. So having notes that are sort of, if you can imagine, in between the notes on piano. So there's smaller intervals than what we would have in Western music, and trying to just get the sound of that in your ear and kind of understanding it.
It's beautiful music, isn't it? It's almost like Bedouin music, you know, like people that lived in the desert thousands of years ago, and you can sort of see them doing that, you know, harami dance. Mm. It's very hypnotic as well, and powerful music.
It's very powerful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and I think you can really feel it in your heart when you hear it, and I think that's to do with the rhythm, the expressive nature of the music, and also these microtones or the smaller intervals that I don't know, I think they just kind of speak to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And speaking to you, I mean, like, you wrote this album yourself, Kate, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean, I've seen you play live. You're incredible. And, you know, a woman bassist, there's not many on this earth.
No, unfortunately.
I mean, I don't know if you heard, but I played Kate Thoreau before.
Yeah.
An American bassist, and she's beautiful too, like her music. Oh, it'd be great if I could interview her one day. I just see. But, you know, you don't really, I mean, not only in the music and jazz industry, women in jazz, but, you know, bassist. I mean, when I saw you on stage when you Junior with Adam Hall. Mm. I was like, wow, you know, just, and you really handle it such so elegantly too.
Oh, thank you.
It's just, do you ever twist it around the bass?
I don't. I get asked that a lot.
Do
I
you?
Should probably practice it and try it, but yeah, it's probably a little big for me to try and do that, but maybe one day I'll.
So now tell me also, Mike, now would you actually, you're sitting opposite me and you're holding this most beautiful, elaborate, like a guitar type thing, and apparently it's called an oud. And would you like to tell me a bit about it, like its historical value and the differences between that and a normal guitar? Because obviously this is what you played on the album, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Nice and close to the mic now.
All right. Well, the oud's an ancient instrument, so it's difficult to say, you know, with certainty what its history is in detail.
But very old, I presume.
Yeah. It's spread right over the Middle East, and it's basically, it looks like a lute, so it has a...
It does a bit, doesn't it? It's got that round backness.
It has
it's
a round
very
back.
Ornate and elegant.
It differs from the guitar in a few aspects. It has no frets.
Uh-huh.
And the strings, there are six courses of strings which are doubled. In other words, pairs of strings, both tuned to the same note.
Yes, I can see that too. And it's got a bent, it's almost like the Dizzy Gillespie bent bell, but it's a bent end of the
that's
arm.
That's right,
the
headstock where the tuning pegs are is sort of bent back at an angle.
Yes, it's
I
like an elbow
that's something
bend.
To do with the mechanics of the string tension and the instrument.
Yes.
So it made its way over to Europe with the expansion of the Muslim Empire. And up into Spain, when Western music developed in a kind of multi harmonic way, in other words, when harmonies were brought in,
mm-hmm.
The instrument was to some degree adapted to the medieval lute.
How long have you been playing it for?
Oh,
the oud.
About a couple of decades or so.
Oh,
difficult
okay.
to say.
Yeah, we don't want to give too much away.
I can't,
right?
can't remember when I started. I did start. I lived in the UK for a long time, and
uh-huh.
and was in a band there with a friend of mine who played the oud, and I was a little interested in it then, and really came across it at a summer school workshop.
Tell me, is it difficult to play? I mean, is it compared to the, you know, a guitar, a regular guitar? Is there much difference? I mean, obviously I can see that it's got the double up strings, which is very unusual.
It's, I suppose the main challenge is probably the tuning, because it's fretless, like Kate's double bass or a violin. Anything without the frets, you have to find the tuning of the notes by ear
mm-hmm.
And by sight to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, initially, it's quite a challenge. Whereas with a guitar, once you get over the difficulties inherent in playing that, you have the frets to give you the tuning of the notes.
Yes, exactly. Now, what's your nickname again? Sorry, I feel so ruby.
Essie.
As I said, I wish you told me that earlier, trying to get my head around. It's so fun, not having like people with unusual names. Very challenging. Now, do you want to tell the people what you're holding an instrument there? Are you going to play just that one? It looks like a bit like a bamboo flute, and it's got particular holes in it to make the sound.
Yes.
And is that made from bamboo?
It is made from sugar cane.
Sugar cane?
Yes.
Does it taste sweet?
Oh, yes, sometimes. If I play it right, yes.
Sounds sweet, yeah.
Sounds
tastes
sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's a very an ancient instrument.
How old do you think it goes back to?
Well, just in very small example, you can see all the names of daf, oud, and ne, names in poets' poems like Rumi, which goes back to hundreds of years ago.
Yeah,
and then
right.
you can find all these instruments' name in their lots of poets' poems.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, this one particularly, it's very famous as one of the saddest instruments in Iran because of the sound and the feeling, actually.
It's quite melodic, is it? In sort of
it's like melodic, and the sound, the timbre of the sound, it's, it really goes back, bring your emotion, like it's like singing because you're blowing to this instrument. It's a wind instrument, so it is kind of singing, and then it's like you're talking your emotions exactly to this instrument, and the sound is really... yeah, it's like very emotional.
It's almost like an original recorder, isn't it, really? That's what it looks to me. I mean, I played a recorder at school. I was dreadful, by the way. But I think I can only play one song. But, you know, it seems like, I mean, I just feel like I've gone back in time here with your beautiful instruments, you know, and it's almost like the mothership of where it all began.
Yes, exactly. All wind instruments are related, basically. They're all cousins. So
yes, yeah. Well, I think that having a reed in an instrument was like playing with a reed at the very beginning of time, and I went, hey, let's put the reed in this, and it sort of evolved from there. Yeah. And how long have you been playing these beautiful instruments for?
Well, my main instrument actually is daf, the percussion one.
And but what's that one, just to explain to us all?
Yes, the other one is a hand drum, which mainly is being played in Kurdish part of Iran, Iraq, and Turkey. And it is used for, again, mainly for ceremonies, like spiritual ceremonies and events for dervish people. But it's been about 50 years that one of the Iranian great masters, Bijan Kamkar, who brought this instrument into bands and classical music. And now musicians are using this